This is the Bookable Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley on Tuesday the 17th of July, slightly later than normal after the three-day weekend for the Marine Day holiday here in Japan. But there's been plenty happening in the football as ever. So let's crack right on with things, starting with a changing of the guard at the top of J1. Well, hello again, and Sanfrecce Hiroshima stand atop the J-League table for the first time in over 10 years. After overhauling Vigalta Sendai on goals scored, thanks to a 3-0 thrashing of Kawasaki Frontale on Saturday. While the long-time leaders were still reasonably satisfied with a scoreless draw from their tough away fixture at Nagoya Grampus, Hajime Moriyasu's side made easy work of the opportunity to pull level on points, netting all three goals within the first 19 minutes. The opener from Kohei Shimizu was a real belter, volleying a Yojiro Takahagi corner directly into the opposite side of the net from just to the right of the D. Kawasaki goalkeeper Yohei Nishibe then miscontrolled a back pass from Yusuke Igawa to allow Hisato Sato to steal in and move to second in the all-time J-League scorers list with 158 career goals, one ahead of Masashi Gon Nakayama. Sato headed another shortly afterwards to increase his seasonal tally to 14, a clear 6 ahead of his closest rivals. Third place to Urawa Reds extended their unbeaten run to 9, but are now 5 points behind the top 2 after drawing a blank away to improving Alborex Niigata. Yuichi Komano corners found the head of Cho Byung-kook twice and Rodrigo Sato once for the Japan fullback to register 3 assists in 4th place Jubilo Iwata's 4-1 drubbing of Consadole Sapporo, who have now lost 16 of their 18 league matches this season. Tozin struck late for Sagan Tosu to seal a 1-0 win over FC Tokyo, while Shintaro Shimizu and Daisuke Watabe both notched their first ever J-League goals as Omiya Ardija drew 2-2 with Vissel Kobe. Just 6 points now cover 11 teams, from Urawa in 3rd all the way down to Kobe in 13th. Defending champions Kashiwa Reysol moved back up to 5th, just 6 points behind Hiroshima, after emerging victorious from an astonishing 8-goal thriller at Shimizu S-Pulse that featured 3 penalties and as many sendings off. Shinji Ono missed the opportunity to finally register the host's 1,000th J-League goal when his penalty flew wide of the post after Daisuke Nasu had been harshly penalised for handball. He was made to pay when Leandro Dominguez gave Kashiwa the lead from the spot on 33 minutes, following another handball by Keisuke Iwashita. But yet another penalty moments later allowed Genki Omai to hit the milestone goal for S-Pulse and restore parity. Iwashita then saw red on half-time for a late challenge on Masakatsu Sawa. But now Hiro Takahara's twisting header put Shimizu in front 8 minutes after the restart, and Leandro's carelessness in possession allowed Alex Broske to race in and make the score 3-1. An altercation on the touchline then reduced the numbers to 9 versus 10, as both Yutaka Yoshida and Jorge Wagner were dismissed with a quarter of the game remaining. Masato Kudo then pulled one back for Kashiwa to set up a dramatic climax. With just 2 minutes left on the clock, Nasu's dangerous cross was palmed onto the crossbar by Akihiro Hayashi, only to drop perfectly for Wataru Hashimoto to head the equaliser into the empty net from point-blank range. Deep into injury time, Corky Mizuno then forced Reysol in front when the home defence failed to properly clear their counter-attack, and Kudo ultimately rounded off a fine passing move to seal the points at 5-3. Elsewhere, Gamba Osaka looked to have rescued a point at home to Yokohama F. Marinos when Paulinho levelled the scores 3 minutes from time. But Manabu Saito hit a last-gasp winner, following excellent work from the former Gamba striker Masashi Ogoro. The 2005 champions' best chance of avoiding relegation could well be local rivals Cerezo Osaka, who are now 6 points ahead of Gamba and just 2 above Niigata in 15th position, after losing 1-0 at home to Kashima Antlers. Couple more talking points to finish up with, and the top 6 teams in J2 are now separated by just 2 points, with Jeff United Chiba leading the way on goal difference after winning 1-0 at Yokohama FC. And finally, Alessandro Del Piero will play in a charity match at the Kashima Stadium next Saturday to support the ongoing recovery efforts from the earthquake and tsunami on the 11th of March last year. The game pits a team as one side of players from the Tohoku region affected by the disaster against a fan-chosen selection of J-League stars. That will form the focus for next week's Minutecast. Thanks a lot for listening, and join me again next Monday. Bye for now.